What's up this week in Lansing? Senate Majority Leader Mike Shirky has the inside skinny, don't you, Mike?
Some would think that, Greg. Good morning to you.
Morning. Morning. What's going on this week?
This week's going to be a little slow. We got a lot of committee work going on, and there's a lot of churn in committees to get legislation out. The focus this week at committees will be on education. Still trying to evaluate what we learned from the hybrid model of school or the virtual model of school, whether or not there's an education gap, how best to address that and empower students and schools to fill that gap. We've got a lot of work to do there, and that's been an ongoing process for a number of weeks now. We're going to be moving out of committee this week, I think, health policy. Some more certificate of need reforms. Our caucus is still dedicated to removing those obstacles prohibiting healthcare facilities from, you know, achieving their highest level of productivity and prosperity. And this is another move in that direction. And then I believe there'll also be a committee meeting this week on presenting to the governor the Michigan Restaurant and Lodging Association's proposal for how to open up the economy should this and allow businesses to run should a pandemic like we've experienced recently occur again in the future. So that's kind of the committee work. On the floor, it's all about supplemental and budget. We're going to process another supplemental to send to the governor, probably with the business grants that of those who have been unnecessarily affected by the longevity and the shutdowns that have occurred. And we may also revisit the veto that she issued on the making sure that the Unemployment Insurance Agency Trust Fund is properly funded so that we don't have to double tax employers for something that had nothing to do with their performance. So that's kind of the rundown of what's happening in the week.
I was reading about this pretty amazing amount of money that's coming into Michigan from the federal government and how that's going to be split up.
Yeah, the good thing is that we don't have to spend it fast because it's hard to spend that kind of money fast and invest it properly and not create expectations for further projects and programs in the future. It's going to be something around between $10 and $11 billion based on my last assessment of the bill. And so we're still reading the fine print that goes along with it to see where there are restrictions, but it's not an insignificant number, that's for sure.
The first PPP, Mike, probably some people that really needed that money didn't get it, and some large corporations that really didn't need it did. That concern you at all?
The first one had some confusing instructions to it, and I believe that there are some of the small businesses just didn't have the resources available to assess it. The second one, I believe, is being processed much more efficiently and effectively. And I've been hearing that people making applications have had the deposits made in their business accounts in 48 hours. So they've got some of that consternation removed, I believe. So it's a better process now than it was the first round.
So what else is on your mind today? Anything?
Well, what's on my mind is the three areas that I'm focusing on. Actually, there's four. Election reform is a big one, and we'll be introducing a package of election integrity reforms the week before spring break, and that's been progressing very well. It's a large package. It's going to be close to 20 different bills, all under the title, making it easier to vote and harder to cheat. And that's kind of the top priority from a election integrity standpoint. The Michigan voters deserve the attention on that.
Who's cheating? Did we catch anybody cheating?
Well, there's always some fraud in every election. Some of it intentional, some not. But we have to tighten up our ability to identify, check for certification of signatures on absentee ballots and photo ID for registration. And there's a lot of pieces in there that need to be just tightened up. They're just tightened up. And we will introduce that package and then process that after spring break. Then the rest of our focus is on mental health. That's been become magnified and amplified, the need and the shortages of access of mental health services through this COVID experience that we've been enduring. I already mentioned education gap and the kinds of things we need to do to empower schools to do what they can to help kids catch up. So those are the immediate focuses that haven't changed too much over the last few weeks.
Senate Majority Leader Mike Shirky with us on WKHM. Mike, have a good week.
Thank you, Greg. You too. We'll talk to you next week.
Okay. Take care.